Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Welcome. This is Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
Yeah, and today we're talking about IRAs, the contribution countdown. The IRA is a powerful tool, and we're going to talk why it's so powerful, and we're going to talk about some recent potential legislation that could prevent you from contributing to an IRA. So let's talk about that as well. Our office, by the way, is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road. Again, Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, New York. And I did a presentation the other night, and somebody asked a question, where's your office located? And I felt, oh my God, that was terrible. They know me. They know they were happy to be there. But one question was, where's your office located? It's okay. We're at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York. That's Route 110. That's Broad Hollow is a fancy name for Route 110. And we're just off exit 49 south on the expressway. And you just head that, head depending on which way you're coming from, you head south. And we're like the second building on the right. So if I could draw a map on the radio, I would, but that's the best I could do for right now.
It's very conveniently located right on the border of Nassau, Suffolk. And, you know, sometimes it is such an important thing to bring up because I know, Craig, you'll, especially in certain situations, you need an advisor who's accessible and someone who it's not like as bad as the dentist, I don't want to say. But going in and talking about your finances and retirement is stressful enough. So getting lost trying to find where to go on the way, I could only imagine what escalate things, or not being able to work with an advisor who is flexible with when to meet with you could also be stressful. I know we try to do a good job. Sometimes we meet with people at their
We do the best we can with what we have. And I'll, you know, our office, if you come to our office, you think, wow, he's got a radio show. He's got this great office, marble, you know, Carrara marble floors with gold knobs and No, it's an office. We want to make sure we don't spend too much so that, you know, our clients, you know, they save more of their money. They're not worrying about their advisor.
Hey, we do put out really good coffee and really good treats.
Absolutely. if you decide to come in. Our number, by the way, is 631-393-2888. That's in the office. 631-393-2888. Riverhead, 208-8600. That's 208-8600. 8600. I'm going to resurrect that number. That's an easy number to know. 208-8600. All right. So, two things. One, in the news this week, it did come out that New York State ranked as in the 49th place to retire. So it was the second worst state out of the 50, according to a new study released by a firm called Bankrate.com. Now we've used Bankrate in the past. Bankrate. If you're looking to see, you know, who's offering the best, you know, clients will say, who has a good credit card offer? We'll send them to a couple of websites and say, okay, yeah, so, you know, such and such bank is offering 18-month zero financing for a balance consolidation or something like that. So we have used Bankrate. And so I guess they do this survey every year. And so of all the 50 states, New York was ranked number 49. Why is that important? Because our show is called It's All About Retirement. And where you live and how you live in retirement can affect you. If it's very expensive to live where you are, that can affect your money. That could affect your wallet. And so the list ranked the states by cost of living, by crime, health care, taxes, and even weather. So not much you can do about the weather. Health care, I don't know, you know.
Stinks.
crime. There's something can be done about crime, but cost of living certainly can be controlled by other things. But the weather, you know, what are you going to say? I'm sure if you're in San Diego, California, which is beautiful, or other parts of that area, just incredible. That would be that has to move you up, even though it's probably expensive to live there as well. It'd probably be a very good place to live. So what does this all mean to you? Well, this means to you is that we want to make sure that you have enough money to live on and that you're very comfortable with the lifestyle that you have. And we want to make sure that you do not outlive your money, that you always have a fountain of resources coming at you. And if you're not sure about this, you really need to give our office a call at 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. I'm not sure if I'm going to retire. We're not here to help you relocate. We're here to help you we have to work extra hard to make sure that your assets will last your lifetime and that we protect your assets from outside forces like the weather and other things like that. So, we're coming up and we're in that season. It's coming up to tax day in April. And, the IRA is an extremely powerful tool if you want to be able to utilize it. And just so you know, an IRA is an individual retirement account. We always have to talk about this like people don't know, because a lot of people just don't know. Individual retirement account, it can't be opened jointly. It's an IRA. And you can make a contribution to your IRA prior to April 15th for last year. So, one of the things that, geez, if I could only do that last, in 2014. 2014 is past. But one thing that hasn't passed is the fact that you can contribute to an IRA. You have until April 15th of 2015 to be able to make a contribution. How much can I contribute? Good question. $5,500 if you're under 50, and $6,500 if you're 50 and over. And those are good and important numbers. We have to preach this because I have to open up a million of these if I was just, okay, we're opening first time IRAs just to make a living, but it's the right thing to do. And we want to get people thinking along the right ways towards saving for the time for retirement and their longevity and longevity planning. It's a critical, critical tool.
IRAs just really aren't used enough. And it's something that, unfortunately, people really only start contributing to IRAs opening up one when they have assets later on in life, whereas they're rolling things over from maybe an existing plan, and that's when they still have a few years before retirement, and then they're like, oh, I'm going to put money in an IRA. While you're working, for some reason, this is such an underused, and maybe it's because a lot of different advisors aren't really talking about it because it's not a big moneymaker, but it's something that you can do as long as you're working or if your spouse is working. Right away, you can be contributing to your work plan. Again, I'm going to say that because people come in all the time and say, well, I'm contributing 10% to my 401k. I'm already putting in. An IRA is not a 401k. It's completely different, and it's another tool at your disposal to save for your retirement.
If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino with my co-host, Jenna Hudson. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. We're located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Well, then I got some bad news because, and I'm not being political. I just, I'm reading off the news wires here, that the President Barack Obama's 2016 fiscal year budget includes a proposal to cap contributions to tax-preferred retirement plans like 401ks and IRAs. Quote, while tax-preferred retirement plans are intended to help middle-class workers prepare for retirement, loopholes in the tax systems have let some wealthy individuals convert these accounts into tax shelters, the White House said. Under the proposal, individuals would be prohibited from contributing to or accruing additional benefits in such accounts as that once balances reach $3.4 million, enough it estimates to provide an annual income of $210,000 in retirement. So basically what that's saying is that they want to cap. Once your IRA attains a certain level of wealth, you should not be able to contribute anymore. That's interesting. That's a very, very interesting proposal. I don't know. Maybe they're thinking that people are creating huge tax shelters out of their IRAs. They are tax shelters, but they are not tax shelters in the sense that when you take that money out, you're going to get taxed on it. So I don't know how that's a tax shelter. I mean, it's sheltering it for now, but someone's going to get that payday at some point in the future. So in a traditional IRA, that is. Well, I mean, let's talk more about this. I think it's type of thing where our regular, you know, we could be talking about IRAs and how important they are. And then all of a sudden someone's going to say, you know, yeah, I don't think you can contribute anymore.
Scary.
And so, geez, I didn't even know what it was that I wasn't even contributing to. So let's tell you why it's important, why you need this as part of your overall financial plan. And after the break, we're going to give you three reasons why you need to have an IRA or start thinking about contributing to an IRA. We're back. This is Craig Ferrantino, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson.
Our show is called It's All About Retirement, and today we're talking about individual retirement accounts. Our office is located on 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. That's 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's Route 110, exit 49 in the LIE. And Melville, our office number is 631-393-2888. If we bring up anything that you don't know about, feel free to give our office a call at 631-393-2888. Also, you can reach us on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. That's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. If we talk too fast, which I hope doesn't happen, but if we talk too fast and you need to hear a replay of our show, you can go to our website, or we're even on iTunes. Just do we use thumbs on IT? I guess we do. We thumb in It's All About Retirement, IT'S All About Retirement. And you'll see all of our past shows there from the last few years. So we're very happy to be with you today. And today we're talking about individual retirement accounts.
We did get a few emails last week from people. Of course, if you're sitting here and we start to touch upon a topic, there's just not enough time during the right. show to go through everything in depth. And you need a little bit more detail on something, or maybe all of a sudden it makes you want to call or makes you want to learn more. Just email us info@craigjamesfinancial.com. We will go through all of our emails. Sometimes we can address them on the show. I'd call you prior to make sure you're comfortable with that. And we'll give you the responses, hopefully, that you're looking for.
And we may read your question on the air, so that's even nicer. And if you want us to omit your name, of course we could. All right. We're going over individual retirement accounts. We talked about the president maybe capping contributions to individual retirement accounts. And let's go over some of the IRA basics. IRA is an individual retirement account. The deadline for contributing to last year is is April 15th. The amount you can contribute is $5,500 or $6,500 if you are 50 years old or older. And individual cannot be a joint account as long as one spouse is working. That's another misnomer. You know, I'm not working, I can't contribute to an IRA. Is your spouse working? Oh, yes, he or she is. And guess what? You can contribute. So that's very, very important. Again, if you're not sure about this, you need to give our office a call at 631-393-2888. The other thing is that the IRA is such that you contribute while you're working, you have earned income, and then you put it into this vehicle. The beauty about an IRA is that it's, you know, people, the other confusion is, I don't know where this came from, but people thought IRAs were CDs or IRA was some sort of product that the bank sold. And the fact of the matter is an IRA is just the legal title of an account. And anything could be held in an IRA, including CDs, including stocks, including bonds, including, real estate can be held in an IRA. So people aren't aware of that. And it's particularly some of the older generation think that it's an IRA and it's always a CD. And so, yeah, you know, I don't make a lot in my IRA, they'll tell me. And I'm like, well, it depends on what kind of IRA you have. And they go, what do you mean what kind of? No, it's what's in the IRA, not what kind of IRA you have. So, the idea is that your money grows tax deferred throughout your life. And then when you go to take the money out, that's the only time that you get taxed is when you start to take the money out. The other thing is that we want to mention that, you know, we don't give legal or tax advice. There are some abilities to get deductions for contributing to an IRA in 2014. And if you haven't done your taxes yet, you might be able to look into those. Again, we don't give tax or legal advice. So, you know, whether it's deductible or not is another question. And for your tax professional, in our instance, whether it's deductible or not, I still think it's a useful thing to do because it shelters that money for until you use that money. It shelters the money for many, many years. Any gains that you have in that does not show up on your tax return until such a time that you take the money out. And to me, that's a huge benefit because when you do take the money out, it's the hope, and it was the hope of the IRA from many, many years ago from the 70s, was that you're in a lower tax bracket when you actually take that money out. And so therefore, you get to keep more of your money.
And speaking of taking money out of an IRA, this is very important. So everyone listening, when you have to take out your required minimum distribution, you need to do it in a timely fashion. You need to do it on time every year or else you're going to get a large penalty. I know at Craig James Financial, sometimes people come into the office for the first time and you may be listening and this may be you. You may have multiple IRA accounts. Now that we've gone through that, an IRA is just a title. You may have multiple accounts that are titled as an IRA. It may be time to get a closer look at this and see if you need to consolidate some of these accounts so your life isn't as confusing in retirement, and also to make sure you fulfill that required minimum distribution on time each year. And I know that I don't know if you're doing this on your own and you're keeping track of it. If you're not, go back, or if you're listening and your parents aren't taking their RMDs, you may want to look at this, but we make sure we send communication to all of our clients and ensure that they take their required minimum distributions because it's something that you worked so hard and so long to save up all this money. You're going to be taxed when you take it out anyway. You don't want to be taxed more.
Right. You're going to get a 50% penalty from the Internal Revenue Service, the largest collection agency in the world. So you want to make sure that if you have a required minimum distribution, you take it. Hey, if you're just joining us and all our listeners, we want to let you know that this is our show. It's all about retirement. I'm Craig Ferrantino. I'm with Jenna Hudson. I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services. Our office is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And we're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. A lot of people are busy. We do get a lot of emails. If you want to send us an email, it's not a problem. Go to the web. You could see our email addresses, or you could email us at info or Craig at craigjamesfinancial.com, and we'll get your response in as soon as possible. Again, we don't give tax or legal advice, so whether it makes sense for you is very, very important. But if you need to open up an IRA, we're able to do that. And if you have an existing IRA and you feel like it's not doing enough for you, not working hard enough, it's something that you're going to use that you may need to depend on one day and just don't feel that it's got the juice that you want it to, you need to give us a call at 631-393-2888. We could certainly do a rollover from the current institution. You don't pay any taxes on it. It goes from institution to institution. And we could certainly give you some ideas based on your ability for risk and based on your ability for safety. So we want to make sure and your age and all sorts of good things. I mean, that's what we do. The IRAs is an incredible tool because there's so many investments available to clients. And if you're somewhere else and not happy or feel that you're not getting maybe good advice, or even if you just want a second opinion on what you currently have. I have an IRA, Craig, and I need to, I just don't know. I don't hear enough. The communication is broken down, or maybe I'm just so busy, but could you give me an idea of whether this is a good thing for me? What this IRA is invested in is a good thing for me. Can you give me some ideas? You're more than happy to give us a call. That's what we do. We work on retirement issues, and this IRA is certainly an important component of retirement. So for any of our listeners, give our office a call, 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. If you want to fax a statement over to us, don't even have time for a phone call, just write your number on the statement. Our fax number is 631-393-2889. You just add one more number to our number, 631-393-2888. Fax over a statement, give us a number we can get to you and a good time to reach you. and we'll put it on our work pile, and we'll get to it. We'll let you know. We can even email it, you know, if you want to email it in too.
info@craigjamesfinancial.com. Also, I got an email, and we have now created a few of our radio show series because we're starting to do a lot of shows on some of the same topics because an IRA is so important. So now we have probably three or four shows on IRAs. So I have an IRA specialty CD. I also have one on longevity planning and one on distribution planning. So
how much are they? How much are they?
Free.
No.
So you have to call our
office. Complimentary. Nothing's free. Complimentary is a nice
word. Email us and we'll be happy to either mail that out or send you an iTunes CD that you can listen to.
Free is monosyllabic. Complimentary is like three or four syllables right there. Complimentary. So you're more than welcome. We could send that off to you if any of our listeners with some of our past shows on this one particular topic. It's an extremely important topic. You know, it's taking you a long time to work. You want something to show for that you've worked all these years and that you've saved all these years. And you want to have this pot of money available for you, or a pot of investments or whatever it is available for you. When you decide to say, you know what, I don't want to work anymore, can I stay home? And we get that question actually several times this week. Can I just stay home? Do I have enough to stay home? And you know, we look at everything, including what's in the IRA, and then we start to do some calculations in terms of how money's going to be distributed back to you in a most tax efficient way. If you're not doing this right now, or if the person you're with, maybe if you have a relationship somewhere, they're not doing this type of analysis for you, you need to give our office a call at 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Well, I've really enjoyed speaking with you today, our listeners, and discussing about these individual retirement accounts. I hope to God that we don't get any restrictions on IRAs. That's the one big thing. And we look forward to talking to you next time. This is Craig Ferrantino.
And I'm Jenna Hudson, and it's all about retirement.